Some say Odoo business management software is like fertilizer because of the way it promotes growth. Some say Odoo is like a magic beanstalk, scaling with you while being magically affordable. And some say Odoo's programs for manufacturing, accounting, and more are like building blocks for creating a custom software suite. But I say Odoo is all of it. Fertilizer, magic beanstalk, building blocks for business. Yeah, Odoo. Exactly what every business needs. Sign up at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now we're making babies with the Master of the National Maternity Hospital professor, I should say. Shane Higgins is with me in studio. Shane, how are you? How's
good
things?
Thanks, Andrea. How are you?
Not bad. We are talking about weeks 9 to 12 of pregnancy. The end of the first trimester. It's everything that the scans, the tests, the monitoring that's available to people. Actually, I should say 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Professor Shane Higgins. Which was the first bit of advice as people are approaching this deadline, the 9 to 12 weeks.
Yeah. So this is well after you've done your pregnancy test. So you're now thinking about where you want to go, what model of care you want to choose. So you'll probably have had contact with your GP at this point in time. So it's booking with your hospital. And that's going to lead you to what we refer to as a booking antenatal appointment, where around about 12 weeks, most hospitals will see you. There'll be a detailed history taken, any risk factors identified, an opportunity for you to start asking any questions you wish to ask. And that's probably where you're going to get your first scan. Now, a lot of patients will have done their first scan before that, and we'll come to that in a minute. But that's where you also get your booking bloods, which is a suite of bloods that we do on pretty much every pregnant woman in the country now. And it's checking your iron, your blood group. Are you immune to chickenpox and rubella, etc.? So it's a very generic suite of tests that most women will get at that stage of pregnancy. But some will have already engaged with health services at that point in time. Consideration as to whether you want a test called NIPS, which is non-invasive prenatal screening, which you can get from 9.5 weeks. And that identifies whether the baby's at risk of having a chromosomal abnormality or not. A lot of patients will have gone privately for an ultrasound scan to just confirm to them that all is well with the pregnancy. So you may have had an opportunity or a desire to engage with the health service before your official booking visit in the hospital.
So the NIPS scan, that's an optional scan, is it?
Yeah, so that's not funded. So if you want to go down the road of having a NIPS test, then you have to pay for it yourself. And it's a scan with a blood test from mum, which identifies fetal DNA in the maternal circulation and is able to then fairly accurately, although it's not a diagnostic test, determine whether the baby might have one of the chromosomal abnormalities it's looking for.
So that's just, as you said, that's a screening test, and that happens at about 10 weeks, is it?
Yeah, 9.5, 10 is the earliest you can do it. And then there's two main tests available in the country. One is called Panorama, which can be done a little bit earlier. And then the second is called Harmony, which both essentially do the same thing. And that's done a little bit later.
Yeah. What are the other scans that are available within that period?
So patients will often get what's called an early pregnancy scan. And that's really usually between 8 and 12 weeks, where they determine that all is well, how many babies are present, the pregnancy is in the right place. And that's a very much a reassuring scan for newly pregnant couples. The main scan from the hospital's perspective is done at 12 weeks. And it's called the booking scan. And that's, again, to do all the same things, but it's at a little bit later. So singleton pregnancy or multiple pregnancy, all is well, appropriately grown, no concerning features. That's the purpose of the scan.
Yeah. The NIPT or the Harmony test that you mentioned, do you notice, are people typically opting for that?
Oh, yeah, there are. We'd be one of the bigger providers of that test. And we do, I think, just under 3,000 a year. It's open to, traditionally these tests were directed towards patients who were slightly older, say 37 or older. But now anyone can choose to have this test. For the majority of women, it'll give them nothing but reassurance.
A listener here actually wondering about that Harmony test. What are the advantages of it? So it's purely really reassurance, is it?
Well, it affords people three choices. It's if the test comes back indicating there's a high risk, then you'd be recommended to go down the road of a diagnostic test. And that's either a CVS, which is a chorionic villus sampling, where you take a sample from the placenta, or an amniocentesis, which is done a little bit later, and it takes some fluid from around the baby, and it determines whether the screen positive test is actually a true positive, whether the baby does have the condition. If it does, so you do the test for three reasons: reassurance, being prepared for the birth of a baby with a disability, or deciding if you wish not to continue with the pregnancy.
Okay, so that's they're the reasons for carrying out the Harmony test. Morning sickness, is that primarily a feature? If it is a feature, is it around this period?
Yeah, so typically it's one of the early signs that you might be pregnant, as you start to feel unwell, nauseous, off your food. It can be very debilitating for some patients who really aren't able to eat at all. Typically, you'd say it settles down, I'd say, to patients 15 to 7 weeks. 17 weeks is typically when it can settle. But for some, unfortunately, it continues well beyond that. We run a clinic in the hospital called the Iris Clinic, which is specifically for patients with hyperemesis. So they can come, they can be given IV fluids in a very short period of time. It makes them feel much better. They can go home, and over a period of 4 or 5 days, they might deteriorate again. But it helps them to get through that phase, helps them to eat and drink fluids orally as well. So, and there's medication, the commonest medication used for hyperemesis is Caraban.
And is Caraban something like that's prescription only, isn't
that's
it? It's pretty pricey.
Only, yeah. I think actually the government has stepped in and now they've reduced the price significantly on that.
Okay. Listeners wondering if the standard booking scan is at 12 weeks and if that's the cutoff in this country for determinations. So should everybody be getting early scans? Listener wondering.
Well, an early scan isn't really going to tell you much in terms of any problems with the baby. As I said, it'll tell you that the pregnancy is ongoing and what we refer to as viable. So there's a positive fetal heart. The size of the baby is appropriate for the gestational age. To terminate a pregnancy, it's only up to 12 weeks. Thereafter, there has to be a very clear clinical indication for the termination of pregnancy.
Food cravings?
It's the common time, but it's not that common. I think most people will have an aversion to food rather than a particular craving. But yeah, you will hear patients who will say, a lot of patients will come in and say they chew ice for some particular reason or have a particular craving for a type of food. But for the most part, it's an aversion, and they really. And, you know, a lot of patients would be concerned that they're only eating very bland food, crackers, toast, cheese. But that's fine for this very short period of time. Remember, at about 12 weeks, the baby, the crown rump length, which is the measurement we take, is only about 6 centimetres. So you're talking about a tiny little entity that really takes what it wants and leaves what's left for you. So the baby won't be missing out on anything by you having a short window where you're not really able to eat much.
Dexter's wondering about the chances of getting pregnant in your early 40s naturally. And is there any day-to-day changes you can make to boost those chances? As a couple, we've said if it happens naturally, it happens. And if it's not, then that's okay too.
Well, yeah, we know that fertility diminishes. We know your risk of miscarriage increases. But absolutely, there's a chance that you can get pregnant in your early 40s. Again, going back to one of our earlier conversations, it's about lifestyle choices, cut down or cut out your alcohol, cigarettes, weight loss, eat healthily, exercise. They're all the things you can do to prepare for pregnancy.
Yeah, and if that listener is just joining us, all of our chats, conversations are podcasted as well. You can get them on the News Talk, the Go Loud app. Just subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. You can listen back to the, preparing the body really, isn't it, for conception. A lot of people too, I suppose, around this period, you know, maybe thinking about telling family, friends, talking to their employer. It's around that kind of 12-week mark typically, isn't it?
So it's certainly around the 12-week mark that you will be telling family and friends. And it's because you have, at that point in time, you've had your booking scan. You may have had 2-3 scans. You're confident that the pregnancy is ongoing and healthy and well. So your risk of miscarriage is significantly reduced at that point. So it's a good time to tell family and friends. You're not obliged to tell your employer that early. And a lot of patients do have concerns about telling their employer, but A, they shouldn't. And B, there's no obligation on them to do it at that early gestation.
At that early stage, yeah. Are you typically showing at that point?
No. Typically, you'll start to show about 17, 18 weeks. Although patients themselves would believe that they're enormous, but they're not.
Okay. When you're going for an appointment in that kind of, you know, appointments, medical appointment scans in the 9 to 12 week period, Shane, are you going alone or are you able to bring your partner for all of them?
I think the going alone was only a feature of COVID.
Really,
any appointment you wish to go to, whether it's a scan, a blood test, an antenatal appointment, you can absolutely bring your partner with you. And we encourage them to do so. We encourage patients to do so. It's a learning experience for both parties. It's a very steep learning curve. And you know, partners are, I think it's good for them to be as involved as they can be. They feel part, more part of the pregnancy, and I think that's good and important.
Yeah. Listener here making the point, I hate that we don't tell people until 12 weeks. We need to normalise miscarriage. It's a fair point.
Absolutely. And again, any patient of mine, I say to them, look, if you're brave enough to discuss it with your friends and relatives, they will all come back to you with stories of a similar experience. The listener is absolutely right. I think couples are just concerned about having to explain a pregnancy loss, so they just wait until they're comfortable with it. And I think that's the word, wait until you're comfortable telling people. And if that's early, absolutely.
Whatever suits you. Do whatever you like. The other point on this, sorry, just around booking the scans and the booking scan and all of that that you talked about, Shane, typically what are waiting lists like for this, or will room be made for you?
So there's no waiting list in maternity. It's the only, or one of the only specialties, and I can't even think of another one off the top of my head. There is no waiting list. You will get your booking visit for 12 weeks. You will get your scan at that. So you don't have to arrange anything other than registering your interest with the hospital that you wish to attend. Everything else will be taken care of. The blood tests, the history taking, the assessment, the scan will all be done for you. But there is no waiting list.
Yeah, and the Harmony test that you mentioned, that's an optional scan, that's something you're paying for.
That's something not only are you paying for, but you have to arrange that yourself.
Yeah, you can do that through the hospitals though.
You don't even need to. Well, the hospitals really don't provide it. So private clinics provide them around the city. Some GP practices provide them. So if you just look it up, there are plenty. Mm. Merion Ultrasound at the National Maternity Hospital provides them. The Evie Clinic in the Beacon in Sandyford provides them. So there's a lot of places that provide them. So you will have no problem getting one.
Yeah. Interpreting the results, like I presume time will be given to people, to patients, to, you know, get an understanding around all of this.
Yeah, so there's a written report that will come to all patients that will tell them that there is a low probability. That means that there's a very, very small chance that the baby may have any one of the three conditions that you're assessing for. If the test comes back indicating that there's a high risk, then you will be seen. I certainly know that at our hospital, you'll be seen by a specialist who will go through the results with you and counsel you about further testing.
Okay. Shane, listen, thanks a million for joining
us
today to take us through weeks 9 to 12 of pregnancy, the end of the first trimester. Of course, Professor Shane Higgins, Master of the National Maternity Hospital. Shane, thanks a million.
You're welcome.
For joining us on Lunchtime Live. Shane will be back this time next week. Whatever you want us to chat about in relation to pregnancy, fertility or miscarriage, the email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.